all parties for standing by. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. Thank you. Please begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Vertical Integration Call on Monday, the 8th of November. And on the call, we have Eric Brunner-Williams, Catherine Olmer, Scott Austin, Keith Drozek, Richard Tindall, Paul Diaz, Krista Papak, Jason Frakes, Jeffrey Eckhart, Phil Buckingham, Avery Doria, John Nevitt, Ron Andruff, Barry Cobb, Mikey O'Connor, Cheryl Langdonore, Siva Mutatsami, and for staff, we have Mike Zupka, Margie Milam, and myself, Glenn de Saint-Gerie. And just let me see if anybody has joined in the meantime. After Richard, no. And we have apologies from Roberto Gaetano, Christina Rosette, Volker Greiman, and perhaps Ian Bachelor, because he is traveling and may not be able to join the call. May I remind you all, please, to say your name before you speak. Thank you, and over to you, Mikey.
Thank you. Thanks, Glenn. Kathy Kleiman just joined, so you can add her to the list. And I think Baudouin is, Chambay is giving us regrets. He's put something
I'm in. Sorry, that's quite right. He's, yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, welcome all. As always, our first agenda item is for anybody who would like to update their SOI or their DOI. So I'll just take a pause on that. Okay. And today's agenda is pretty monolithic. It's basically to take a look at the draft of the interim report that Margie circulated to the list sort of mid to late last week. And hopefully we can breeze through that, put our thumbprint on it, submit it off to the powers that be so that it can make it into the agenda for Cartagena. So I've reviewed the report. I found one incredibly minor typo, which I've already pushed along to Margie. But other than that, I'm pretty much fine with the report. And I think what we'll do is we'll spend the time working through it to get your comments and ideas and hopefully wrap it up today. Krista, go ahead.
Sorry, Mike. Were you asking if anybody needs to update their SOI / DOI?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I definitely need to do that. I'm just looking for the, as you know, I sent you an email off list, but looking for the description of what those things need to be, and then I'll send that out to the group.
Terrific. Thanks. And maybe Glenn can push that along to you. I don't know the exact format these days, but Glenn, could you and Krista maybe touch bases and get the needful?
I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll send you the form, Krista.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there you are. Does anybody have thoughts, comments, suggestions, changes, et cetera, to the report? I'm disinclined to go through it item by item unless people really, really, really want to do that. But you know, if folks have read it and have suggestions for changes, this is the time to get them in. Go ahead, Ron.
Thanks, Mikey. Ron Andruff. I just wanted to, I don't have any problems with the report itself. I reviewed it as well, and I think Margie did a pretty good job of capturing the general sentiments of the group. I just wanted to kind of get a sense of, we're talking here about phase one and phase two, And we've more or less defined what that is, but we haven't sharpened that up too much. And then there was some talk this morning on the list about losing one of our co-chairs, and then also you had suggested that you might have to leave as well. So the question of the reset element, that's what I'm trying to understand. And maybe we could focus a little bit on that, because if there's a reset and the two co-chairs are leaving, is that a reset, or are we just starting a whole new group? So I just want to throw that out there and get a sense from everyone else where they're at. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. I hope that losing co-chairs doesn't mean total destruction for the group. I would hope to think that the group lives on irrespective of, you know, who runs the meetings and so on. So I don't view that as anything except sort of personal life interventions, you know, for both of us. You know, this is taking a lot of time, and at least for me and Roberto, we both have things that are going on after Cartagena that we had no idea we were going to be still hard at it at this time. So I hope it doesn't mean that, but we can see. Eric, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Mike. This is Eric Renner-Williams. And responding to Ron, the co-chairs are just volunteers like the rest of us, and the replacement of co-chairs is not doesn't really affect the status of the group. It doesn't reduce our collective memory and doesn't change our agenda. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Couldn't have said it better. Avery, go ahead. Oh, you may be muted, Avery. Let's see. Let me check.
I probably should just put my hand down as soon as Eric spoke, because I agree. As long as we have a charter that still has work items that haven't been done, you know, while I may not be strongly happy about changing co-chairs, you know, that's something you can do in a working group. That doesn't stop it from existing. So I don't think a reset is the same as needing a new start to the group with a new charter, with a new issues report, and all that stuff. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's certainly the intent of what's in the report. Is that, well, Margie, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. This is Margie. I just wanted to highlight your attention for those of you that haven't looked through the report, that on page 25 on your screen is a little box that has all the different steps with respect to the reset approach. And this originated from Barry Cobb's email. And if you glance through the items that are in that box, it does talk about an opportunity for co-chair changes and an opportunity to revise the charter.
Thanks, Margie. Any other comments on the report? Ron, does that sort of circle back around to what you were thinking?
Indeed, indeed, Mikey, thank you very much. And I was just looking at the at that chart that Margie pointed us to, and so that does cover the base. Thanks very much.
Yeah, you bet. Barry, the author of the chart, go ahead.
Thanks, Mike and Mr. Perry. I just wanted to also kind of in response to Margie making note of that, I myself haven't had a chance to review the report, so I didn't realize that my interim kind of plan was going to be included in that. But other than just being noted as just some activity that's gone on in the working group, the last messaging of the interim report that Margie, you had sent out, the last bullet specifically calls out the GNSO Council will need to determine how to proceed with respect to phase two. If that's like our main message going forward, then I'm not sure there's anything else for us to do until we hear back from the GNSO after we submit this initial report. Is that correct? Kind of the ball's in their court whether there is a phase two or not. It sounds like to me phase one is shutting down. We're going to toss it back to GNSO Council and then just go from there, not that necessarily a phase two may or may not start. That's the message I'm getting, yes?
Yeah, I think that's a correct reading of the message. Margie, is your hand up from before, or is that a new hand?
I just want to clarify. This is Margie. Just for those of you that didn't have a chance to thumb through 100 pages, and I understand that. Essentially what the report says is there's no consensus on what the next steps are for Phase 2, and then there's a disagreement within the working group as to whether they should adopt a reset approach like suggested in the box or shut, you know, or terminate the PDP altogether. So I've just merely highlighted the differences of opinion and noted that there is no consensus. And because there is no consensus, I note that the GNSA Council needs to decide in the absence of consensus from the working group on what the next steps would be. So that's essentially the theme of the closing theme of the paper.
All right. Thank you, Margie. That makes much crystal now.
Thanks, Barry. Any other thoughts about the report? As I say, I went through it and was pretty comfortable with it. I found one incredibly minor typo so I could prove to Margie that I'd read it. And I'm quite proud of that. But in general, I think this captures where we're at and where we're going. Eric, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. This is Eric Werner-Williams again. I'd like not to think that any PDP activity that did not have consensus at the point that it generated an element of its work product, a report in particular, was inviting a revisiting of its charter by its chartering organization. I don't think that the failure to obtain consensus at this particular moment is terribly significant, nor do I think that communicating so in a written work product is particularly significant. So I'm not of the same mind that the natural outcome of this is to sit on our hands and wait for the council to decide what to do. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Any other thoughts? The sense that I'm getting is that this is good enough, that this is a report that we can instruct Margie to forward on along. Avery, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sorry. It took me so long to respond.
No worries.
I think there's a space between sitting on our hands and doing nothing and getting feedback from the GNSO. I mean, if we put out this report, and we'll be putting it out in the near future, I would assume, hopefully after this meeting, maybe longer, I don't know. We've only got a few weeks until we're in Cartagena. Now, I don't know whether we'd have this done in time to have some motion on their table for their next meeting, of course, that means on Wednesday, or whether this is just something that would be discussed in Cartagena. But if we put this out, we get opinions, we get feedback, and then we start up again, seems to me an appropriate order of things. So leaving it ambiguous about whether we need to be rechartered or not, leaving that up to the council in its management role, doesn't leave us sitting on our hands all that long. It's sort of for the next few weeks. So I'm not sure I understand. I think there's a space between, you know, doing nothing, saying we're done, or going to the council with a relatively accurate review of where we are and saying, hey, folks, what do you think should happen, and so on. I think it's a reasonable thing to stick our managers with.
Yeah, that's sort of my reaction. And, you know, just in terms of timing, the timing to get something to the council for their next meeting is this Wednesday. I wasn't thinking of that timing. But if indeed the report stands as drafted, we could go ahead and submit it to the council for that meeting. I was really thinking in terms of the Cartagena meeting, in terms of trying to get this wrapped up by a week from today. But as I say, if we are close enough that we can wrap it up today and forward it, that would be great. That would give the council another bite at the apple to sort of think about this a bit and begin discussing it. So I agree. I don't think that we necessarily have a real long period of inactivity. On the other hand, the council could say, well, you know, let's wait. But I agree. I think that the managers of the process need to weigh in at this point. Okay, I'm going once on the grand auction. You know, and I think part of this is testimony to the job that Margie did. I think she did a very good job on this report. And, you know, there's nothing like whipping out a 100-page revision in 3 days. So that's pretty good. So going twice, sort of last call. Not seeing any hands up. So I think we'll call this report agreed to. We'll put it out to the list and let them know. You know, we always have to alert the list that this is the way we're going, but we've already sent a note to the list on this report and haven't gotten a whole lot of feedback. So I think this is the moment. This is the point where we put our thumbprint on it and say, yay, verily. I agree with Cheryl, who's applauding. Margie, go ahead.
No, that's nice, Cheryl. Thank you. Just one question. When would you like me to publish this? Would you like me to publish it in time to be sent to the council before their next meeting? So that would be, I guess, tomorrow or the next day.
Well, I think that would be lovely. Why don't we try to publish it, close of business tomorrow, which would hit the deadline for the meeting. And we'll alert the list that we're going to do that so that if anybody's got a serious issue that they need to raise, they have time to raise it. But other than that, I'm fine with publishing it in time to get on the agenda for the next council meeting. I think the more opportunities the council has to see this and react to it, the better, because maybe they can work through their thinking process and we can have a pretty substantive discussion in Cartagena about what's next. So let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's all I got. If anybody's got anything else, any other business? This is a record call, 12:22 by my clock here in Minnesota. But I think it's a fine piece of work, Margie, and I think it's a very good statement of where we're at and a good platform to sort of figure out what's next. And with that, I'll give you back an hour and 10 minutes, people. Thanks a lot for joining the call. I don't think in this case we'll have a call next week. I see no reason to. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah. Why don't you say this? Why don't we not plan on having a call at this time, but let's stay open, let's say through Thursday or Friday, to see if there is a need for the group in any way to meet with regards to the outcome of the board retreat for last weekend, because we have no idea what's happening or what has happened there yet. And it may be worth some sort of a call just to talk somebody off the bridge or something like that. I'm just saying that, you know, whatever it may be. You know.
Well, that seems like a reasonable approach. So we'll tentatively say no call, but we'll hold the option open. And if something comes up that seems worthy, people can hit the list, and we'll light the call back up. But I think tentatively, let's say no call unless excitement ensues. And we'll call it a day. All righty. Well, thanks, folks. I've had a great time. You know, as you saw on the list, I'm joining the exodus of the co-chairs. I plan to continue on in the group, but we'll figure out lots of stuff in Cartagena. So with that, it's over now. Thanks, and see you in Cartagena.
Thank you, Mikey.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.